This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. The Lower Kuskokwim School District met its deadline to transfer the fuel at the Nepauquiac School away from the eroding Kuskokwim riverbank. Steve Walsh, co-owner of Faulkner Walsh Constructors, says they finished pumping 36,000 gallons of diesel fuel into the new tank Saturday afternoon. LKSD contracted Faulkner Walsh, a Bethel-based company, for the project. The U.S. Coast Guard had given LKSD 2 weeks to move the fuel away from the riverbank when the erosion reached 76 feet from the nearest fuel tank. The Coast Guard originally set the deadline for Friday, August 30th. Then the Coast Guard granted the school district a 24-hour extension. Two Coast Guard officers remained on scene to oversee the project's completion. LKSD's next project is to remove the Nepauquiac School's old fuel tanks and barge them to Bethel, where they'll be stored at the old Kilbuck School site. Steve Walsh with Faulkner Walsh Constructors says Monday's strong winds stalled that effort. The company might move the old tanks today, depending on weather conditions. Next in erosion response, money is arriving to help move some buildings in Akiak to safer ground. Last week, the village of Akiak received funding to move the 6 homes closest to the eroding riverbank. One of those homes is within 20 feet of the water. The Natural Resources Conservation Service provided almost $130,000 to move the homes, and the state's Department of Environmental Conservation kicked in almost $70,000 to remove the water and sewer pipes for those homes. Akiak will have 220 days to complete the relocation for those 6 structures. That's part of the terms for the grant. But as Tribal Administrator Sheila Williams-Carl explains, the grant won't cover every part of the move.
In regards to the water and sewer, the road, the electricity, we're hoping the agencies that assist communities with those things help us.
Two of the homes will be moved to an existing subdivision where that infrastructure already exists. But for the other 4, those amenities will come later.
We have to develop a new subdivision.
Akiak leaders have identified a space for the new subdivision, but it's too close to the existing landfill and honey bucket disposal site.
For health purposes, they do need to be moved.
That'll be the next step for Akiak, but the NRCS and DEC funding provides a moment of relief for Williams-Carl and the community.
Compared to the last time we spoke to today, I feel a lot more hopeful and a lot more at ease.
She said Akiak is managing the erosion, quote, one thing at a time. Finally, Gwithluk is partnering with Nuvista Light and Electric Cooperative to build a battery storage system. It will keep the power on during outages and one day wean the community off diesel fuel. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schallenberger reports.
Last year, Tuluksac residents endured several multi-day power outages, and many lost their subsistence food they stored in freezers. Leaders in nearby Gwithluk want to avoid a similar disaster. Gwithluk and Nuvista Light and Electric Cooperative have received nearly $500,000 from the Department of Energy to build a lithium-ion battery. Natalie Hansen is the executive director of Nuvista.
And basically it's for promoting resilience for community facilities and tribal members.
That battery has enough power to light up every home in Gwithluk when demand is highest for 1 hour. Or it can keep a couple of critical buildings, like the health clinic and community hall, going for more than 2 hours. Hansen estimates the project will create 2 temporary jobs for locals. In the future, Nuvista hopes to include wind energy, and storage is necessary to move the village off diesel fuel.
If you don't have storage, you always have to have your diesels on, running low. So you're always using some amount of diesel.
Hansen says a wind farm proposal for Gwithluk is under review, but it's likely that the battery will arrive first. This project is similar to ones in Kangiganak and Quigiligak. Kangiganak installed a lithium-ion battery so that it could meet half its energy needs with wind. This month, Senator Lisa Murkowski visited both those villages with Energy Department Deputy Secretary Dan Brulette to show off those projects. In a statement, Murkowski says it was, quote, a great opportunity for Dan to visit more of Alaska, to see firsthand how we contribute to our nation's energy security, and to learn about the innovation taking place throughout our state. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.
Thanks for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org.